I think. We started the third perek in Maseches Megillah, and it's going to deal with the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah as some of it in contrast to Mikra Megillah. So the Mishnah says, you have a number of aliyahs every day. Hashem v'chamishi on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, you have three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh and Chalamad, you have four aliyahs. On Yom Tov, you have five aliyahs. And then Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. We paskan like Rabbi Shmuel. On Yom Kippur, you give six aliyahs. On Shabbos, you give. Well, Shabbos is Chayev Misa. Chala Yom Tov is Chayev. Chala, one of those Malach on Yom Kippur is Chayev Koris. If one does Malach on Shabbos, is Chayev Koris. But if it was Eidim HaHasra, then is Chayev Misa. The Shabbos is Mochomer. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Yom Kippur is on the top of the list. Yom Kippur should have seven aliyahs, and Shabbos should have six aliyahs. In Masechet Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, there is a Mishnah that has a Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So some of the Gedolim in the back of the Vilna Shas point out that it seems to be similar or related to this, that on Yom Tov, if you're permitted, let's say Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you're permitted to make the beds on Yom Tov for Lel Shabbos, you're permitted to set up the table. Late in the afternoon on Yom Tov, you're permitted to set up the table for Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur? What about Yom Kippur for Shabbos? So Rabbi Yishmael says, holds that Shabbos on top. Seven aliyahs. Yom Kippur has six aliyahs. Shabbos is Mochomer. So Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion you're permitted to do hachonis on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Let's say you're fasting on Yom Kippur. By yours and our calendar, Yom Kippur never falls out on Friday. But in the days of the Tanoim, when they had Kiddush HaChodesh, sometimes Yom Kippur will fall out on Friday, sometimes on Sunday. We rigged the calendar in such a way you never have two days in a row, Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. You can have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, but you never have. One of the reasons why is because we don't permit funerals neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. On Yom Tov, we allow, on Yom Tov Rishon, we allow Kvur Al Yidei Amimim, Amir Le Nochri. On Yom Tov Sheni, we allow Kvur Al Yidei Yisrael. And on Shabbos Yom Kippur, we don't allow it all. So to have 2 days in a row where people die every day, so you're going to have someone's going to die on late in the afternoon, on Erev of the 2 days, then you have to leave the body for two full days. So that's one of the reasons they rigged the calendar that it should never happen. But the Tanoim talk about such a possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or on Sunday. So they didn't want to have 2 days in a row, Mishum Esai, because of the dead bodies. You have to have a chance to bury them. So Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that you're permitted to set up the table and the chairs. You can bring the bottle of wine, you can bring the becher to the table, put the table, do all the hachanas on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out on the Mishnayos. And Tosis Rabbi Kivega on Mishnayos, he has a lot of comments that he doesn't have in the Gilyan Hashas at all. It's Kedai always, whenever you learn Gemara, it's Kedai to look on the Mishnayos and see what Rabbi Kivega has to say. A lot of times he has very valuable, very precious comments in the Tosis Rabbi Kivega on Mishnayos. So he says, in Shulchan Aruch there was a big machlokes. I permitted to roll up the Sefer Torah on, let's say, Yom Tov next to Shabbos. Is it permissible to roll up the Sefer Torah? So some Achranim say if he made a Nerev Tavshilin, then you're allowed to roll it, Shtel Sefer Torah, the Gaboin can Shtel Sefer Torah on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If they didn't make a Nerev Tavshilin, they're not allowed to. Other Achranim say wrong, even if you did make a Nerev Tavshilin, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that even with a Nerev Tavshilin, you can cook and bake and carry the mevet called tzorchei achila. But let's say the rabbi plans to give a drasha in shul. He plans to give a shir in shul on Shabbos, and he wants to carry this, and there's no erev in the neighborhood. and he wants to carry the svarim on Yontif for Shabbos. On Yontif, there's a din you're not allowed to carry. Haitzah is one of the lamatas of his below. You're not allowed to do haitzah. You're only permitted to do haitzah. Letzorach ocham nefesh, letzorach hayom ktsas. Are you permitted to carry the svarim on Yontif to use them on Shabbos to give a shira or a drasha? So in Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to. That even with the erev tashil and the mevet called tzorachan, only tzorach achil ashtia. But other tzorachim that have nothing to do with eating food, the erev tashil doesn't even help. Rabbi Kevega says the whole thing is wrong. You're permitted to do hachana that's not a malacha to set up the table. If there's no malacha at all, you're permitted to do a hachana to make the beds and so on. A yontif shabbos even without an erev tashil. Because the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shmuel says that Shabbos is on the top of the list, like over here. Shabbos is 7 aliyahs and Yom Kippur is 6 aliyah. That's the way we pass on, like Rabbi Shmuel over here. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel says you're permitted to shtel sefer Torah, you're permitted to make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. You can't make an Erev Tavshilin. If Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, you can't make an Erev Tavshilin, an Erev Yom Kippur, to cook on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. It's not shy to make it. Your Erev Tavshilin is only if you have Yom Tiv. When you have a heter echal nevesh, Yom Kippur has the same dinim as Shabbos, then no heterim at all. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says to make a hachone that's not a malacha, doesn't involve the malacha, to do a hachone for a day that has a lower level of kedusha on behalf of a day that has a higher level of kedusha is mutabali erev tashil. So that's what Rabbi Kevega writes on Arachayim. When they talk about dinei simchas Torah, let's say simchas Torah falls out on Shabbos and you want to shtel a sefer Torah on Hoshana Rabbah, not Hoshana. We want to shtel a sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres to roll it to the right place. And Mizayis Abroch and Bereishis and in Parshas Pinchas, you want to roll the sefer Torah. So Rabbi Kevega says it's muta b'li erev tavshilin, because the Mishnah talks about preparing on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. There's no erev tavshilin there. Do a hachon Hashem b'malocha is muta on a day with a lower level of kedusha. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees there, and he says, no, you're not allowed to do a hachana on Shabbos for Yontav, Yontav for on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur for Shabbos. You treat them both on the same level. He says, when you get to the aliyahs, you give the 7 aliyahs on Yom Kippur, Shabbos you give 6. But Rabbi Kiva equates them both. One is not high, they both have an Issa chorus. On Shabbos, you do malocha, not only is there a chorus, if there's hasra, they're going to be Nisa also. But Rabbi Kiva treats them both the same. It's not that Yom Kippur has a lower level of Kedusha, Shabbos has a lower level of Kedusha. They're not permitted to be Mechen from one to the other, or for the other one to the first one. So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, however many aliyahs you have, how many people say the Birchas HaTorah? So it says, HaPasech VaHachoisem. The Kohen gets the first aliyah, so he says, Ashabocha Bono. The one who gets the last aliyah, one who gets the very last aliyah, Maftir, he's going to say Ashanosan Lona. And all the out in the middle, nobody says any brachas. So the Kesef Mishnah raises a suffix. The Gemara says that this was changed in the days of the Amoraim. This institution was changed. And as man as that, we have every Oyla La Torah says a bracha, Ashabocha Bono, Ashanosan Lona. Each one says his own bracha. So there is a din, the Yerushalmi has a din, and it's quoted, all the Bishanim quoted, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say they started Kriyas HaTorah, and they had a minyan, the Mishnah has later. The Mishnah has a list of things that you can't do without a minyan. We're in that Mishnah, it's coming up very soon. It's a Mishnah, Chav Gimel on the base. Gives you a list of all the things that you need, Asoi, you need a minyan. Adav Shubi Kedushin, so Kriyas HaTorah, you need a minyan. So what's the din if they started Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning? They had exactly 10 people and one person left. You only have 9. So if Hischilu, if they started Kriyas HaTorah with a minyan, you can finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah, provided you have a rave of the minyan left. Let's say you have 9 people left. So you have, if you have 6 people left, there's already a rave. So if you're already rave of the minyan remain, then you can finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah with the Kaddish after. It's all one unit. So the Kesa Mishnah raises a suffix when they changed the Takana in the days of the Amoraim. The Gemara says, why they changed the Takana mipnei ha-nichnasim and mipnei ha-yotzim? There would be people who would come late for Kriyas HaTorah. They would come so late, they would come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. and some people would leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. They wouldn't stay to the end. So there would be some of the people in the shul would come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they didn't hear the bracha, shabacha banam. And some of the people would leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, they won't be there to the end to hear the bracha, asher nasan lanu, the bracha shalachreha. So in the days of the Amoraim, that's how the Gemara presents it. In the days of the Amoraim, they changed the takana, and you require each Oyla LaTorah to say Zom Bracha. That's towards the bottom of Chav Aleph on the base, about six lines from the bottom. Mishum ha-nechnasim or Mishum ha-yoytzim. So the Kesa Mishnah has a suffix. Did the nature of that takana change fundamentally, that in the days of the Tanaim there was only a bracha, shabacha banu, the Kohen said, asher nasan lanu, the Maftir said. So the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one big unit. So if you started him as Chila Basara, if they started the first Aliyah with a minion, and then one person walked out, they can continue. If not, there are only nine people left. You have Rav of the minion is there. They can finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah because it's one big unit. But after they changed it and they required each Aliyah HaTorah should say his own bracha, maybe each Aliyah is a separate unit. And if you have exactly 10 people and someone walks out in the middle of the first Aliyah, you can't continue with the second Aliyah. Second Aliyah is a separate unit. Varai has a bracha before and a bracha after. Or should we say, no, it's still one takana Kriyas HaTorah. So that's a suffix in the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch they say that we don't paskin la'alocha like that. That now that they changed it, the whole nature of the takana changed, that every aliyah is a separate unit. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is one big unit, even though each one says Zom Bracha. It's the one kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. So as long as you had a minion at the beginning, you can, and one person left, you only have nine people left, you can finish. The Mishkan is Yankov has a tshuva, he thinks we should paskin the other way. He thinks the Kesef Mishnah raised this, so he thinks the other way is more correct. It was Manazah, the whole nature of the Kriyas HaTorah is different, and each Aliyah is a separate unit. Some Rishonim speak about this topic. They give an explanation, how come in the days of the Tanaim, only the Paseach, only the first one said that Hashem Bocha Banu, and the Maftah said Hashem Nasan Lanu, and what changed? Because of the Nechnosim and the Yotzim. So some Rishonim say, if everybody's in Shul at the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, everybody heard the Kohen say Hashem Bocha Banu. So whoever gets Levi, whoever gets Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, they already heard the Bracha Shabbach Abana, and they were all Yotze with Shemir Kaina. Either heard the Bracha before the first Aliyah, and now they're supposed to hear before the second Aliyah. So somehow that doesn't bother them. They heard the Bracha, and they were all Yotze, and then they all planned to stay to the end. So whoever got the Kohen, Levi, the Shlishi, Revi, everyone plans to stay to the end. So they plan to listen to the map to say the bracha asher nasan lanu at the end. So even mizman ha-tanoim, every Oyla LaTorah said the bracha. Lemaisa, they didn't say it, they said it through the mechanism of Shemei Kohena. Like if one person says Kiddush and 20 people are listening, so it's considered as if all 20 said the Kiddush with the din of Shemei Kohena. If you pay attention, it's considered as if you said Amen, Ke'ilu Ono Amen, Kol Ha'in Amen, Ki Lehoitzi Bracha Me'piv Da'im. So even Bizman HaTanoim, that only the Rishon said Asher Bocha Banu, the Kohen, and the Maftah said Asher Nasan Lanu, it was really each Oyla LaTorah was Yotzei with both of the brachas, the one from the beginning, one from the end. So we just changed a little bit in later generation that we have, instead of being Yotzei with Shemer Kohenah, because Mepnei HaNechnasim, a lot of people would come late, so they can't say they can rely on the Kohen's bracha. They didn't hear the Kohen's bracha. A lot of people would leave in the middle. You can't say they plan to rely on the Maftah's bracha. They plan to leave before that. But that's why we require that each one should say his own bracha. But basically, even Bizman HaTanoim, that only the Pesach and the Chosim said the brachas. It was with Shemir Kohen, everybody said the brachas. That's an interesting idea. And let's say Bizman HaTanoim, if someone Taka came in late and he wouldn't be able to rely on the Kohen's bracha from before because he wasn't there, then he would have to say his own bracha. Not that the Amoraim changed everything. They just changed it that you shouldn't be lying. Hashem Ekan, everybody should say their own. And nothing changed. In the days of the Tanoim, It was one big Kriyas HaTorah, it was one big Kiyum. And if you started with a minyan, you can finish all the seven aliyas. And as much as that, it's also one big Kiyum. As long as you had 10 in the beginning, you can continue. Yeah. The Mishnah has a din, there's a halacha, aim of sikim in the brachas of klalos. The Teichach appears twice in the Chumash. Here's once in Parshas Lechukosai, Lechukosai Pelecho, and then again in Kisava. And Ezra made a takana, the Gemara and Baba Kama at the end of Per. Meruba lists off all the 10 takanas of Ezra. Says, made a takana that you should lay in the Teichach in Bahar, in Lechukosai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos. And a certain sense Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah, because Peres Eilon, the Yom Hadin is Shavuos, and then the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, you land the Teichecha in Kisavai. So this is a question. In the days of the Gemara is going to tell us that there were two minhagim, there were two practices. How often do you complete the whole So in Babel, the practice was that they finished every year on Simchas Torah. Ayantav Sheni of Shmini Atzeres. So it fits in well. The second Shabbos before Shavuos, we lay in Bechukosai. The second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we lay in Kisavai. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara records, the practice was they would celebrate Simchas Torah once every 3 years. So it means on one Shabbos they were laying the first third of Parshas Bereishis. Next Shabbos they were laying the second third of Bereishis. Third Shabbos they were laying the third third of Bereishis. Then the fourth Shabbos they were laying the first third of Noach. And the fifth Shabbos they were laying the second third of Noach, and so on. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to make leitzanas that they were conservative temples in America where they felt that that's too much taxing the Balabatim. They're laying a whole seder, it's so long that they don't understand anything anyway. They don't understand Hebrew. So they went, they decided to go back to the minhag of Eretz Yisrael to finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah in 3 year cycle. But they didn't do the way they did in Eretz Yisrael. One year they would lay in the first third of Bereishis. Next Shabbos they would lay in the first third of Noach. The third Shabbos they would lay in the first third of Lech Lecha. Then next year they would lay in the second third of Bereishis. Then next week the second third of Noach. That's how it's on it. So there's no Hemshech. That's Tam Aleitzanis. So the question is, the Achreinim raised the question, if you have a 3 year cycle, and we have the piyutim that they, we have special piyutim that we recite on Simchas Torah, and it's always on Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, the day after Shmini Atzeres. But according to the Minhag B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that they finish all the 53 Sedras, that's how it says in the Zohar. We have 54 Sedras, that's the question, which Sedra is not counted by the Zohar? So that's a whole discussion in Achronim. Why does the Zohar say there are 53 sedras, there are 54 sedras? So they give different explanations. So in Eretz Yisrael, they would complete all of the 53 sedras once every 3 years. Sometimes it would be on Pesach, sometimes it would be on Shavuot, sometimes it would be on Sukkot. In Babel, it was always on Simchas Torah, the Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres. Now it's so they have piyutim. They found piyutim that they said, when Simchas Torah fell out on Pesach, when it fell out on Shavuos. So the question is, if you have, everything is so slowed down, how are you in fulfillment of the Takana Ezra to lay in the Teichecha in Mechukosai, the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, the Teichecha on Kisavai? No. How are you in fulfillment of the Takana Ezra to lay in the Teichecha in Mechukosai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos, and to lay in the Teichecha in Kisavai, the second Shabbos before Shushana, it's going to be all over the place. It's not going to be, it's not going to happen like that. The system that we have, that you complete all the Chamisha Chamisha Torah 1 year, it always, we rig it, it always works out like that. We lay in Kisavi the second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we lay in Bechul Kaisai second Shabbos before Shavuos. But if you only lay in one third of the parasha every week, everything is dragged out. It's never going to happen like that. Never going to happen that in the same year. You're going to lay in the one Techecha 2 weeks before Shavuos and the other Techa 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So some Achranim say, no, Takana says, well, was like you have Parsha Zochem, Parsha Sporem, Parsha Shkolem. You're laying from two Sefer Torah. You're laying from one Sefer Torah, you're laying Parsha HaShavua. Then you have another Sefer Torah to lay Parsha Zochar, Parshas Paras had that another Sefer Torah to lain the Toecheche. It was a separate Kriya. It wasn't part of the same Kriya. So the Mishnah says, when you lain the Toecheche in Bechukaisa, you're not allowed to make Hoisophis. It has to be one person laying the whole Toecheche, you're not allowed to be Mapsik in the middle. The Gemara says that Mi'ikar Adin, in the Gemara, that Din, not to be mapsik in the middle of brachas haklolos, only applies to the brachas haklolos in Chumash VaYikra, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying the klolos there. But the brachas haklolos in Kisavai Moshe Rabbeinu is Balosha Moshe Rabbeinu in Piatzmaihu. I mean, it's not that Rebbe Shlom is saying the klolos. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, so that's not as severe. So that din aim up sick in the Toicheche doesn't apply there. We have the meaning that we're never mafsik. You never begin, you never end with a dover ra. So in the middle of the Toicheche, you can't begin, you can't end. Everything is a dover ra. The Toicheche is awful. It talks about the awful klolos. But Medina de Gemara, the prohibition against being mafsik in the middle of the Toicheche and the Kriyas HaTorah only applies to the Toicheche in Mechukosai. So the Gemara gives two reasons why. Why is it not proper to be mafsik in the middle? So the Gemara gives one of the two reasons is HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels uncomfortable, so to speak. We're going to say brachas tiklim. Brachas Hashem Avara. Shabbat Habonu. Then at the end we're going to say Hashem Nasalon. And what are we laning? We're saying a brach on what? On curses. The Baruch Hashem feels uncomfortable. It's saying a bedin sheyibonei miskalonim ani mizbarach. They're going to say brachas in connection with klolos. Baruch Hashem doesn't like that. So that's why you're not mafsik in the middle. So the Rishonim ask a question, but this is all from the days of the Tanaim, not to be mafsik in the middle of the Toicheche. And the Mishnah says here that the people who get the middle aliyahs never said the bracha. They only said bracha. The Kohen says the bracha Shabbat Habonu, and the brachas of klolos don't begin with klolos, it begins with brachas. So if the same person is going to, if you're going to break it up into two people, the Kohen is going to get the first aliyah with brachas. And the Levi and the Shlishi, they're all going to get the klolos, but they're not going to say any brachas, not before, not after. Only the Kohen says the bracha, Shabbat Habonu, and the Machtis says the bracha, Hashem Nasalon. So what does the Gemara give one of the two? The Gemara with the Medrash, they give it the same two reasons. They give one of the reasons is, Eina B'din Shehi Abana Miskavalim Ani Mizbarach. But the middle people are not saying a bracha. So the Rishonim suggests two answers, I think. The Rishonim give one answer, they say, in the days of the Tanoim, it's not that no one said, no, Mikradin, every Ola Latara says a bracha before and after, even B'tkufas HaTanoim. But everybody wasn't shul, so they all had a mind to be Yotzer with the Kohen's bracha, Shabbat Habonu, and everybody stayed till the end of the Kriyas HaTorah. So whoever got Aliyas, they all had a mind, when the Maftar is going to say the bracha, Shalachra, Shana Salman, they'll all be Yotzer. But once in a while, if a person came late, or he planned to leave early, and he won't be there till they're going to say, he wasn't there when they said, when the Kohen said the bracha Shabbat Habonu, he doesn't plan to be there when the Maftar is going to say the bracha Hashem Nasalon, then he would say his own brachas. So if so, he's going to say, so if you say like that, strictly speaking, Nikra Din, nothing changed. In the days of the Tanaim, also, each other of Ator Alpidin said his own brachas. They didn't say it before, they were all Yotze with Shemei Kohen, but everyone said, and if someone would want to, he can say his own brachas. He didn't want to be Yotze with Shemei Kohen, he wasn't there. He doesn't plan to be there when the last Ola Torah is going to say the brachas Shalach. So then if you say it like that, then for sure nothing changed. Then for sure it's like the Mishulchan Aruch Paskens in the Suffolk of the Kes Mishnah. Nothing changed from the days of the Tanaim to the days of the Amoraim. It was always like that each Aliyah is separate. We treat the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one big unit. The Mishnah says, that Mishnah, Chav Dei San Dei, says, you need a minion for Kriyas HaTorah, and for Chazaras HaShatz, and for Bocha Kaddish Kedusha. Then it says, you need a minion for Maftir. It says, you need, in Korim HaTorah, they Maftirim, Benovi. Why do they write two separate things? So that's what the Rishonim explained. In Karma Torah, you have to have a minion to start Kriyas HaTorah. If you started with 10 people and then someone walked out, you only have 9, you can finish all the aliyahs all the seven aliyas, but then you can't say haftarah. Haftarah is a separate unit. So in order to start haftarah, you have to have, when you finish Kriyas HaTorah, you can say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, even though there are only nine people. But as in Hischilu, they started with ten, so you complete it till the end of the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and you have the Kaddish afterwards. But you can't say Haftarah, because the Haftarah is a separate unit. So that's why it's separated in the Mishnah. Kriyas HaTorah, Haftarah is separated. But the Mishnah doesn't separate within the Aliyahs. As long as there were ten people when the Kohen first started the first Aliyah, and then one walked out, you only have nine. You can finish all the aliyahs with the Kaddish after. You just can't start Haftarah. Torah is a separate unit, but all the aliyahs are treated, Afilu Bizmana Mishnah, it's all treated, Bizmana Mishnah and Bizmana Gemara, it's treated as one big unit. As long as you had Asar in the beginning, you can finish. Yeah, then the Mishnah has about, are you permitted to make our suffix? Is it permissible to make our suffix? So we mentioned last week, or 2 weeks ago when we started, so we mentioned the Mishnah puts together, the Mishnah says, and Shein v'chamish and chalamoy and Rosh Chodesh, you can't make any hasafis. Because the people melacha, people have to go to work. But on Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs, Yom Kippur give six aliyahs, Shabbos give seven aliyahs. There's no bitl melacha, so you're permitted to make hasafis. That's a simple way of reading the Mishnah, hasafis amutah. And then the Ran quotes an opinion that Haisavas are only Mutah on Shabbos. You're going to make Haisavas on Yom Tov. Instead of giving five aliyahs, you're going to give six. You're going to give Shabbos a Hashivas like Yom Kippur. And it's not supposed to be as Choshev as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has six aliyahs, and the only has five. You're going to give seven aliyahs on Yom Kippur. You're giving Yom Kippur the Hashivas like Shabbos. That's not proper. You shouldn't do that. Shabbos is on top of the list, so Shabbos you can make Haisavas. So Mikra din, we really don't follow that. We'll have to discuss this in Tosfos later. And Abchav Gimla Menal of Tosfos Din Maschal Chad Omar. So the Rishonim say Mikra din, we really hold you can make Haisafis on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos. Minigas we avoid making Haisafis, but the Rabbeinu Tam explains it's not really so. Every single Yom Tov and Yom Kippur we always make Haisafis. I've been in time explaining because Mi'ikra Din counts as one of the aliyahs. So let's say on Yom Tov you have to have five aliyahs. That means four aliyahs plus the maftir. We do six, we give five aliyahs plus maftir, six aliyahs. So we always have a Haisofer. That's what Rabbi Natam says. And on Yom Kippur you give six aliyahs including maftir. Our meaning is we have six aliyahs. Then we give maftir separately. So every Yom Kippur we make a Haisofer. Every Shabbos we're making ourselves give seven aliyahs plus maftir. Really, Mikra, then you give six aliyahs plus maftir. So hakol it's seven. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Since it's permissible to make ourselves on all three, on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, they may as well satisfy both opinions in the Gemara. That was a machlokes in the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Whether the maftir counts as one of the seven aliyahs, one of the six aliyahs, one of the five aliyahs, or maftir is not oil eliminion akruim. You have to have five, six, seven aliyahs and aside from the maftir. So we pass on halacha maftir does count as one of the aliyahs. All you need is some total of seven on Shabbos. Not that you need seven plus one, but since there was a machlekes about that in the Gemara and you're permitted to make haisafis, Rabbi Natam says, may as well satisfy all the opinions. So why not every week, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every Yom Kippur make haisafis? So it'll be Yotzei Yidei Kol Hashitas. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. How does he know that that's the halacha that Mikra Din Maftir does count as one of the aliyahs? Because on a tiny sibur, when you only give three aliyahs, so the third aliyah is the maftir. If the would have been the maftir is not oil and minyan akruim, then you would have to give four aliyahs on a tiny sibur. Maftir would have to be separate. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since on a Tanis Sibur you're not allowed to make any Haisafis, so there we have to follow the Ikra Din that the Maftir counts as one of the three aliyahs. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, that you're permitted to make Haisafis, so we always make Haisafis every Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur by giving the Maftir a separate aliyah. We don't give him one of the aliyahs to satisfy the both of them. That's the Rabbein and Tam Shikas. And he was in disagreement. The Mordechai quotes part of it. And you look in the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbeinu Tam, the first half of the Sefer Yosha, Rabbeinu Tam wrote the Sefer Yosha. The Sefer Yosha, he writes in the introduction to the Sefer Yosha, his chaverim encouraged him to write down all of the suggestions that he made to correct the Girsa, the way to reinterpret Agemara. Everything is going to be forgotten. He better write it down. So he writes in the Hakdama. He wrote a Hakdama to the Sefer Yosha. Interesting. Then Rishon did not write Hakdama to the Svar. So he has Hakdama. So he writes, he interpreted a Gemara in the end of the Eridan, of all places, that the Chutei Hatzitzes have to be Shizurim. In order to function, in order to use strings for tzitzes, you have to have a few strings twined together. Different opinions, how many strings have to be twined together. The biggest chumer is kofel shmeina. You have 8 very thin strings twined together, makes a big fat string. That's what we usually machmer for kofel shmeina. Others hold that kofel shish is enough. Others hold that 2 is enough. You have 2 strings twined together. So the Rabbeinu Tam mentions in the Hakdamah to the Sefer Yosha, it was because of the chiddush that he had on that Gemara, that the chutei hatzitzes have to be shizurim, how he interpreted the Gemara, that his chaverim said, you better write everything down or it's all going to be forgotten. And whenever Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, it's always something that he wrote in the Sefer Yosha. So that's the first half of the Sefer Yosha has chidushim on the different mesichtes, on the various mesichtes. The second half of the Sefer Yosha is a collection of letters that the Rabbeinu Tam sent to other contemporaries of his. So this machlokes that he had with Rabbeinu Meshulam is in the second section. Of the tshuvas, the letters that Rabbeinu Tam said. So the Rabbeinu Meshulam was a Talmud of his and moved away after he got smicha, and he functioned as a rabbi in a different community. And every so often, the Rabbeinu Tam heard of some wild psak that Rabbeinu Meshulam gave. So he shot off a letter to him, and then Rabbeinu Meshulam defends what he said. So this was the Rabbeinu Meshulam disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. He said, the fact that we make 7 aliyahs plus 1 on Shabbos, that's not to satisfy both opinions. Why should it satisfy the opinion that we don't paskan like? He thinks that's not, no, it's because we paskan maftir, it's not oiler l'minyan good. On Shabbos you need 7 plus maftir, on Yom Tov you need 5 plus maftir, and on Yom Kippur you need 6 plus maftir. It's not a hoisofa. I bet Rabbeinu Tam argues, what about on a tiny sibur? On the Tanis Sibi, you only give 3 aliyahs, and the 3rd aliyah is the mafter. If Nikar Adin, the mafter, is not oiler l'minyan akruim, on Shabbos you have to have 7 aliyahs plus mafter. Then why not have the same on the Tanis Sibi, 3 aliyahs plus mafter? So the Rabbeinu Meshulam, Tosfos doesn't quote the response of the Rabbeinu Meshulam. So when Rav Soloveitchik learned the Gemara, he said an Eluyish suggestion. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes hatanoim. How many aliyahs do you give? This is on Daf Chav Beis on the Beis, 12 lines from the top. Chav Beis on Beis, 12 lines from the top. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. How many aliyahs do you give on the Tainus Sibur? So the first time it says, Tanakama says in the Brice, it depends what day of the week the first day is. If it's on Monday or Thursday, then you give 3 aliyahs. But if it's on any other day of the week, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, then you only give 1 aliyah. And Rabbi Yossi disagreed, said, there is no such thing. You never have kriyas hatara less than 3 aliyahs. You have to have 3 aliyahs. Why did the Tanakhama think that you only give 1 aliyah? And the Tanisiba, who ever heard of that? The smallest kriyas hatara, we know, is Shabbos afternoon to Mincha Sheni B'Chamish. You have 3 aliyahs. Then Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh is a little more important. 4 aliyahs. Yom Tov is more important than 5 aliyahs. And Kippur is more important than a regular Yom Tov. 6 aliyahs. And Shabbos is on top of 7 aliyahs. Why is there a Tana who holds that it's only 1 aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik can explain. On the Tainus Sibur, the whole purpose of the Tainus Sibur is that all the people should do tshuva. So the main thing on the Tainus Sibur is you should give tochacha. You should give musa. But that's the role of the Nevi'im. And the Chumash gives you dinim. You learn Navi, the Navi gives Tachacha and Musa. So the Iker Kriyas HaTorah, we say, Dish Hashem Dehimotzi, Karuv, Yosok Karov, Yasav Rosh HaDaka, Mishav Machshavosi, we should do tshuva. Everyone should do tshuva on a tiny Sibur. The Meiri has a big fat sefer called Chibur HaTshuva, and he has all the dinim of the Tanesim in the Chibur HaTshuva, because that's what a Tanis is all about, to be Ma'or the Tzibur, to do tshuva. So really, because the whole purpose of the Kriyas HaTorah on a tiny Sibur is to get all the people to do tshuva, so we should really only learn HaTorah. Because all the Nevi'im were given for the purpose of giving Tochacha and Musa. But the Gemara says, Mishum Kovar HaTorah, it doesn't look nice. That sometimes we learn Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni V'chamisha, a regular Monday or Thursday, we only learn Kriyas HaTorah and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. We learn Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah. We don't learn the Navi. Once in a while, on a time, see, but we learn from the Navi, we don't learn from the Torah. So it's as if we're giving Chashivas to the Navi on the same level as the Sefer Torah. Just like you can learn from the Sefer Torah, you don't need a Navi. So you can learn from a Navi, you don't need a Sefer Torah. So that's not proper. We always have to emphasize the fact that the Sefer Torah is on a higher level than the Nevi'im. You have Torah, Nevi'im, Maksuvim. Sefer Torah is on a higher level than the Nevi'im. So after Benovitzer Shikra Batara Tchila, the one who's going to say the Haftarah has to learn something from the Chumash to show that the Chumash is on a higher level than the Novi. But Mikra Din, all you need is, we're not interested in Kriyas HaTorah. We're only interested in the Haftarah, in the Dibre Tochacha, the Dibre Musa. But in order to get one person to say the Haftarah on the Tanasi, we just want a Haftarah, Dibre Tochacha. But you can't learn Dibre Tochacha without first learning from a Sefer Torah. So that's why the Tanakhama says, if it's not Monday or Thursday, it's any other day of the week, it's Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, the time is Sibur. So you give one person an aliyah, he says the Novi, Yirush Hashem Behimotzad, and he lends one aliyah from the Sefer Torah, and afterwards he says the Haftarah. So we don't pass like that, we pass no, then you never have Kriyas HaTorah less than three aliyahs. But you don't really, the whole reason why you need the whole Kriyas HaTorah and the time is Sibur, Torah is taken care of. On Shabbos we're going to learn, on Hashem v'chamishi we're going to learn, on Yom Tov we're going to learn from a Sefer Torah. The only reason why you're learning at the time is because we want to have Dibre Tochacha, Dibre Musar. So the main aliyah is the Haftarah, the Novi. But you can't learn from Novi without first learning from the Sefer Torah. So you have one aliyah, that's enough. So we pass from like Rabbi Yossi, you never have Kriyas HaTorah less than three. But on Tanya Siva, that's the exception to the rule. Rabbi Dana Meshulam holds that the fact that on every Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we give the Nasaifa, the Haftarah, says that we pass the Mikra and the Mafter, is not Oyle Leminyan Akruid. How come Tanya Siva is different? No, because on Tanya Siva, they never were interested in making a Takona of Kriyas HaTorah. They just want to make a Takona, a Kriyas HaFtarah. They give the Tachacha. And you can't learn from the Novi without first learning Sefer Torah, and you have to have three aliyahs. But the third one is going to be the Mafter. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, the Pshat. Yeah. So in Sheni B'chamishi, there's a bitl melacha, so you don't learn after. And you don't make ois office. You don't make any ois office because people have to run to work. So the first Ramo in Ilchus Kriyas HaTorah writes a fascinating din. The Gemara says in the beginning of Ksubis, that the chassan who's celebrating Shivas Yemei HaMishneh, it's a din like Yom Tov by him. If a relative dies in the middle of Shivas Yemei HaMishneh, he doesn't start Shiva till after the Shivas Yemei HaMishneh is up. Just like a Karbas Mesa Beregel, if someone dies and is buried on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, the relatives don't begin to observe Shiva till after Yom Tov is over. Because also Yasser the Rabbi Medoche, Yasser the Yachid Simchas Yom Tov, that usually there's a din essay decha loisese, but we have a klal en essay decha essay. One essay can be decha another essay. The Gemara says why on the last stop in Chulam, because mayul nehai essay nehai essay. Why do you think this essay is more important than that essay? But if one is essay diocha, one is essay derabim. The Gemara says osi essay derabim v'docha essay diocha. Then you do say essay decha essay. So on Yontif, the whole klal Yisrael is celebrating Simchas Yontif. This person has avelus, so we say the essay of Simchas Yom Tov that's participated by all Klal Yisrael are participating in that. That's more important than his essay, his private essay of Avelah. So you have to begin the Shiva after the Yom Tov is over. So the Gemara says the Chosin celebrates Shiva's Mamishah, that's like a Yom Tov for him. He doesn't, and if a relative will die, he doesn't begin to observe Shiva till after the Shiva's Yemei HaMishneh are up. So the Ramah has the following din. Let's say it's a chiyuv, this is a question, where does this come from? But the Ramah says there's a chiyuv to give an aliyah to a chassan in Shivas Yemei HaMishneh. It's a chiyuv. What's the chiyuv? I'll have to figure it out. So let's say there are two chassadim in shul on a Monday morning, and they're both in the middle of Shiva Simeon Mishta, and neither is a kohen or a levi. They're both Israeli. So you're not allowed to make any hoisofis. So what are you going to do? There's a chiyuv to give a chos and an aliyah. So the Ramah quotes Rishonim, you're permitted to make a hoisofis, because dina kiyontif, since Shiva Simeon Mishta, for the chos and the kala is dina kiyontif, so yontif, you're allowed to make hoisofis. We don't pass on like that, Ramah, because it's a yontif for the chosim, but for the other people in the shul, they have to go to work. There's a bitl malacha, so it doesn't help that dina ki yontif. We pass on, you don't make any hasafis. You give one of them, we'll get an aliyah, the other one will not get an aliyah. Yeah. Why does the Ramah assume that it's a chiyuv to give the chosim? What kind of a chiyuv? Person has yartzeit, why is it a chiyuv to give an aliyah? That's a good question. But why is it a chiyuv to give the chosim aliyah? So I remember when we learned that sif in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, based on the Rambam says that on Yantif, to make sure that you give a lot of tzedakah, you have to invite aniyim. It passes as hamachta ato abin chavitecha avdacha v'amascha hamtecha v'gerecha asher b'sharecha. Alman of Yosem, you have to invite almanas and yisaimim and aniyim to your table on Yantif. So the Rambam says if a person celebrates Simchas Yantif by having achila shtia, he eats and he drinks, and that's it. He said that's Simchas HaKeres. He makes his belly happy. But you want to have a higher level of Simcha Yantif. So a higher level of Simcha is to be Mesamechas HaUmlolim, to cheer up those less fortunate people, the Almonis and the Yisaimim, and so on. So the Rambam says, a way to do that is by inviting them to eat by you, that's why we have a minig. We make an appeal for tzedakah on Yantav. You should give the tzedakah to aniyim. Not tzedakah for the hospitals and tzedakah for the yeshivas. It's supposed to be tzedakah to aniyim, because giving tzedakah to aniyim is a way to be mesamech them. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, when one is in Avela Shiva or Tisha B'Av, has it been like Shiva, so you're not permitted to learn. The Gemara says, why? Because Pikudi Hashem Mishorim Misamche Lev. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, if someone will give a shiur on Yontif and he'll be malamed Torah l'acherim, that's a way of being mesameches acherim. Just like if you give tzedakah to aniyim, that on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif, that's a way to fulfill Simchas Yontif, to give, to invite almanas and yisamim to the table. So too, if you teach Torah to the public, so if the rabbi gives a shir on Yantam, he's mesamech es acherim. Because Pikudei Hashem Mishar Mesamche Lev. So that's why there was always a minute that the chosin, at the chosin's tish says divrei Torah before the chuppah, because the chosin has a chi of simcha. And that's why there was always a minute that the chosin in the middle of Shiva Simeon Mishta is a chi of to get an aliyah. Why? The one who gets the aliyah al pidin is supposed to lane. We don't do that anymore because a lot of people don't know how to pronounce the word. They don't know the trapa, they don't know the ivra. So Kadesh Alola Bayesh is Misheni Yadeya. The Goinim instituted that we have a Balkari and a Balkari lanes for everybody. You don't say, let the Balkari lane for those who don't know how to lane, and those who do know how to lane on their own, they should lane on their own. Then you'll be humiliating half of the people in the shul. So Kadesh Alola Bayesh is Misheni Yadeya. You don't let anybody lane their own. That's based on the Mishnah. In Bikurim, it says, in the early days, Bizman Abayis, when the farmers brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, so they had to recite Arami Avidavi. So they don't know Arami Avidavi by heart. So there was a plaque where they had Arami Avidavi written out in Rosh Tevis. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Arami Avidavi, Vav Mem, Bayerid Mitzrayim. So the first pasuk, a lot of people will remember. From Pesach night, that's what we say in the Haggadah. Sipitzem se Arami Avidavi Yerid Mitzrayim. Then everything is written in Rosh Tevis. So originally the practice would be that those who were able to be mefaneach the Rosh Tevis, we would recite the Parsha Arami Avidavi. That's called Mikra Bikurim. They would say it on their own. Those who were not able to say on their own, they had one of the Kohanim. Somebody would say word for them. Either they would say after them, or they would be motzi them with Shemei Kohanim. And then the Mishnah says, Nimnu Milohavi. A lot of farmers stopped coming to bring the Bikurim. I should travel so many hours to come to Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, in order to be humiliated in public. that they have 20 people standing on line in the Beis HaMikdash, and the first 19 are able to figure out all the Rosh Yeshivas on the plaque. Had a golden plaque, I think, and had Arami Abudavi and Rosh Yeshivas. He's not allowed to write it out because he's not allowed to write anything from Chumash less than a Sefer Shalom. That's called Baal Peh. If you write anything less, let's say, this week we're going to learn Parshas Lech Lecha. So can you have a klaf in Shul on Shabbos morning just with Parshas Lech Lecha? No, that's called Kriya Baal Peh. If you have less than a Sefer Shalom, that's Kriya Baal Peh. It really should be good enough, let's say you have a Sefer Shalom Bereshis. I only have Bereshis. Can I learn from a Sefer Bereshis? That's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So that was a Shaila in the Gemara in Gittin. A couple of the Gemaras in the Gemara in Gittin, Perakan Ezokin, there's a little bit of a discussion of Kriya Sater there. Certain details about Kriya Sater. So the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara says, you should really, even on the Yikarad, then if you learn from a Sefer Shalom, a whole Bereshis, all you want to learn is Lech Lecha. But you have the Sefer Bereshis, so it's called Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. But still, if Nekovet Atziba, you don't do that. You have to learn from a Chamish Ulchum Sheter. So Chamish Ulchum Sheter is called the Sefer HaBris. That's a contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So since the Bris was made with the Tziba, when you learn Kriya Sater B'Tziba, you should learn from a Sefer HaBris. You should learn from a whole Chamish Ulchum Sheter. So, so the practice used to be that the one who gets an aliyah had a lane himself in the Sefer Torah. In the days of the Goyim, they saw that a lot of people don't know the Trump and they don't know the Ivra. They're just going to be killed, they're just going to be embarrassed, they're going to be humiliated in public. So they introduced that you always have a Balkari lane for everybody. Here the Tosis talks about this practice. Right over here. Yeah, the top Tosfos on Chof Aleph on the base talks about that. That it was in the days of the Gemara, they didn't know about Baal Kari. Whoever Leah would learn. It was introduced in the days of the Gemara. So the one who gets an Aliyah is being Malamed Torah Lacherim. So that's what the Chosan should do. The Chosan has a Chiyav Simcha like Yontif. And rather than just eat and drink and be merry and have a good time with his Kala, he should be Mesameach Acherim. So one way to be Mesameach Acherim is by saying a Dvar Torah at the Chosan's Tish, Malamed Torah Lachem. One day is to give him an Aliyah. That's also Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. An Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. So if he learns Daf Yomi, so he has to take off for a week. He has to make it up later. He's not allowed to learn Daf Yomi. What about when they're laying Kriyas HaTorah on Monday or Thursday morning or on Shabbos? So he has to walk out. He's not allowed to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Kud Hashem Yisharim Masam Chelev." When you learn Torah, it's very cheerful. Lebedig Feilach, but not if it's Seder Ayin. If it's just Parshas Hashavua, every week you hear Parshas Hashavua. That's not that exciting. If you're learning the Daf Yomi, Mishnah Yom, it's every day there's a new Daf, every day there's a new Mishnah. So that's very exciting. Always something new. But if it's just Kriyas HaTorah, Seder Ayin, not so exciting. So that doesn't pose a problem. But nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ovel is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Why not? If Pekud Hashem Yisham Sam Chelev doesn't apply to Seder Ayayim, because it's a standard every week you hear Kriyas HaTorah, it doesn't get you so excited, not so jumping from joy. So what's so bad if the Ovel gets an Aliyah? They quote in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Rabbi Natam's sister died. Rabbi Natam always got Shlishi. In his community, every Shabbos he got Shlishi. There were small communities in the days that Rabbi Natan was almost killed by the Crusaders. The Crusaders wiped out complete communities, but the communities were very tiny. They didn't have millions of Jews, like New York City, like Yerushalayim. They had tiny little villages. So Rabbi Natan always got Shlishi. So he said that the week that his sister passed away, he was in Shiva, not allowed to learn. So he's not allowed to get an Aliyah, but if he's not going to get Shlishi on Shabbos, it'll be Avelis before Hesya. So that's why he took Shlishi, even though he was in the middle of Shivas Yimei Avelis. So the question is, if the Ovel doesn't have to walk out when the Lein Kriyas HaTorah, because Seder Ayam is not that exciting, it doesn't evoke so much Simcha, so why can't the Ovel get an Aliyah? For the same money, why can't he get an Aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik answered, the Ksav Sefer has this. And the Chuvus of the Ksav Sefer, the son of the Chsam Sefer, he says, "Lelamed Torah Lacherim, is a higher form of simcha than listening to Kriya Sator. You listen to Kriya Sator, so we say, Seder Ayayim, not that exciting. Daf Yayim is exciting. Mishnah Yomis is exciting. Seder Ayayim of the Kriya Sator is not that exciting. But Lalamna Torah L'Acherim, that's a higher form of simcha, and that you're not, the Oval is not allowed to do that. That's why the Ksav Sefer says, on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn, but you are permitted to learn Hilchos Aveilus. You are permitted to learn Eicha with the Mefarshim, but to give a shiur on Tisha B'Av and Hilchos Aveilus, that's awesome. Because Lalamna Torah L'Acherim, even though Dvarim Harayim Shebiyirmiyah and Eicha in Perek Elam Begalchem, the dinim of Avelis is mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av, but Lamed Lachem, that's a higher form that you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Many people do give a public shiur on Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Avelis on Tisha B'Av. So the Ksav Sefer and the Tshuva writes that that's not permissible. Yeah. The Mishnah says that on Shabbos afternoon, on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur in the morning, you have Haftarah. But Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, there is no Eim Haftarim Ben Avi. So Tosis has a Kasha, there's a Gemara by Mamadlikin that says there is Haftarah on Shabbos afternoon. Isn't that a that's the first Tosis in the Perek, on Chof Aleph and Mel Aleph. So isn't that a contradiction? Was there a Haftarah on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha or not? So Eim for Tosis, there was no Eim Haftarim Ben Avi. There wasn't Haftarah Ben Avi, but there was Haftarah from Ksuvim. Was Mapitom? Why they make a takana after from Ksuvim? Shabbos Avechik used to say over in the name of his mother. The following explanation. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that they made a perek called Kisvei. They made a gzera de Rabbanon that you're not permitted to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Because the stories in Ksuvim are extremely fascinating. It reads like a novel. And the Chacham, the people worked 6 days a week, Shabbos, they didn't go to work. So on Shabbos, the Chacham always gave a shir. He didn't give a drasha. He gave a shir. Kitzu Shulchan, gave a shir halacha lemaisa. And they wanted everybody to attend the shir. So if people are going to start reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, then they get so involved. It's like reading a novel that is very fascinating. Then they get so involved in the Ksuvim, they won't go to the drasha of Chacham. So that's not right. So they made a prohibition. You're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. So there used to be in Europe, every community had a Chevra Tehillim. They always used to say Tehillim. So they usually had the Chevra Tehillim Sunday through Friday. The Chevra Tehillim was always after Shacharis, after Davening. On Shabbos, the Chevra Tehillim always used to say Tehillim either before Shacharis or after Mincha. Why before Shacharis? Why not after Musaf? Like every day. How much Tehillim do you say? A couple of prokim, is that going to take 10 minutes? 5-10 minutes, what's this? So Rav Soloveitchik's mother said, that meaning is a carryover today. We don't have a Rosh Hashanah Chacham. We don't have the Chacham giving a shir on Shabbat afternoon, halacha lemaisa. But we still carry on that practice, not to lain from Ksuvim on Shabbos. So Tilim is from Ksuvim. So if you want to have the Chevet Tilim, want to say Tilim, that should either say before Shachris or after Mincha. Why? This Iser, not to recite from Ksuvim, apparently begins with Kriya Satorah Shabbos morning and ends with Kriya Satorah Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. So to demonstrate that the Iser Kriya Ksuvim ended, so that's why on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, after they learn Kriya Satorah, 3 Aliyahs and next week Sedra, they would learn a Haftarah from Tehillim, to show that now it's mutter to learn Ksuvim. That's what Salvation used to say that he heard from his mother. His mother explained that to him. Yeah. Here the Perek begins, HaKoros HaMigilo Aymed Yoshev, the Balkore can either stand or sit, it's optional. If he wants, he can sit. If he wants, he can stand. The Rambam says that's only if he's laning for a small group. If he's laning for 10 or more, Atzibur, some of Pnei Kovar Atzibur, the Archavitz dictates that he should stand. So the Gemara quotes, Tana is a Braise. I think we mentioned the Bal Hamor writes, there are 3 ways to introduce a Braise, either Tana Rabbana Tanya or Tana, Tofnu and Allah. So Tana means you're introducing a brisa which was written as a commentary on the Mishnah, like a bar tanur. So the later Tanoim wrote brises, composed brises that were intended melechatchila to be commentaries on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Akaris haMegillah Aymed v'Yoshev." The Balkori who lanes were a small group of people, less than a minion, can either stand or sit. Masha'ini came by Torah, but Kriyas HaTorah, you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah standing. So Gemara says, where does that come from? Because when the Rabbanu Shalom had Moshe Rabbeinu on top of Harsinai for 40 days and 40 nights, he said, Ratopo, Amodi Modi, you stay up here on top of Harsinai, is the way the Loshan sounds if the Rabbanu Shalom is in a standing position. Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have a body. So the whole thing is all the Mara Hanavua. So the Bansham tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll be standing, I want you to stand with me. Atapo Amod Imad, you stand with me. So the Bansham is teaching the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu in a standing position. Bansham is standing. So the Balkorei, the one who gets the Aliyah, is the Balkorei, Bizbana Tanaim. They didn't have a separate Balkorei and a separate Olal HaTorah. So the Balkorei is teaching the Torah to the Tzibur, has to teach it in a standing position, just like the Bansham stood when he was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Gemara interprets Atapa Modi Modi, you stand with me. Then the Gemara has a contradiction between two psukim. Kosev Echad Omer, five lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom of Chafal of Manal. Kosev Echad Omer, Ba'eshet Behor, Moshe Rabbeinu sat on Hasinah. Kosev Echad, Anochi Amadati Behor. He stood in Harsinai. Which is it? Was he standing or was he sitting? So the Gemara has different suggestions. So one suggestion is, when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu the din, the Rebbeinu Shalom stood. Moshe Rabbeinu stood out of respect for the Shechina, Kavod HaShechinah. But then the Rebbeinu Shalom sort of terminated the Mara HaNevuah, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was chazering on his own. So when he's chazering on his own, the Shechina wasn't there. So then he could sit. But when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught him the din the first time, he would stand. That's how the Gemara says, "Oymed v'loymed Yosef v'shoyne." When he chazed on his own, he would sit. But when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught him the din the first time, out of respect for the Shechina, he would stand. That's the teretz to the Stiras of Psuk. Another teretz the Gemara suggests, maybe loymed v'loyeshev v'loshoyche. Maybe he was an in between state. He was leaning over, so sometimes you can call it oymed, because he wants to sitting, and sometimes he can call it Yoshev, because he wasn't standing. So the both, it was in between sitting and standing. Then the Gemara has another teretz, Kashas Miyushav, and Rakas Miumot. No, when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu the dinim, so if it was an easy din, and standing would not take away from his ability to understand the din with all the details that he stood up, out of Kavod HaTorah, either Kavod HaShechinah, Kavod HaTorah. And then the Gemara said before, for many generations, the Gemara has about 10 lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanim, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu till the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they would always learn in the yeshiva standing up, just like Moshe Rabbeinu says on the Yamadati Bahar, he stood up out of Kavod HaTorah, not out of Kavod HaShechinah. When we learn, we don't have the Shechinah, there's no Gilu Shechinah. The Shechinah is there, but not Begilu. So we should stand, But if the standing is going to take away from, some people have trouble with their legs, with their knees, so they're going to stand, it's going to hurt. So if they're going to be in pain from standing, that is going to take away from their ability to understand the halacha well, then you don't go out of your way to do Kavod HaTorah. Whenever there's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavod HaTorah, so Talmud Torah takes precedence. When there's no conflict, so you should do everything standing, learn everything standing. So that's the last line on the daf. Rav Amar, Rav said that Teretz Chafal Manal, Rakas Miyumad, the easy dinim that didn't need that much concentration, that was easy to understand it. And even though he's going to be inconvenient, a little uncomfortable standing, he'll understand the dinim well, so he stood. But the kosher, the difficult, complicated halachas that need more concentration, that he wouldn't stand, because when he stands, going to take away from his ability to understand the din fully. So whenever there's a, that seems to be the klal. That's Rav Soloveitchik said, Pshat in the name Rav Chaim Volozhin. Remember, Dr. Lim did his doctoral dissertation on Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he said he never came across that comment anywhere in print. He doesn't know where Rav Soloveitchik got it from. Soloveitchik probably had a lot of family traditions, things in that. Everything that Rav Chaim Volozhin has said is in print. So he said this in the name of Rav Chaim, Rakas Miu, and the Kashas Miusha, whenever there's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavod HaTorah, the Talmud Torah takes precedence. That's when the students sometimes ask me a question. Menayel of the yeshiva put them in a shiur. They don't enjoy the shiur. They don't enjoy the shiur. They're going to be wasting a whole year. They don't like that shiur. So if they're going to leave the shiur, sometimes it'll be an insult to the Rebbe. The Rebbe, to begin with, it doesn't have so many students. And then another 5-10 students are going to leave. They're going to be busy on this. But they won't be learning. So it's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah. You have to show Kavod for the Rebbe, who used to be a Talmud Chacham, maybe still is a Talmud Chacham. And it's in conflict with the Talmud Torah. So that's the din Talmud Torah. When in conflict, Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavod HaTorah. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak. The Gemara talks about standing up. They say the Tokim Hadarta Pnei Zokim, about standing up when a Talmud Chacham comes into the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amarayim. Are you obligated to stand up if you're in the middle of a Maharsha, you're in the middle of a complicated Tosfos? The Maharsha has a pshat, or the Pnei Yeshua has a pshat. Middle of the whole thing, you're going to stand up out of respect for the Rebbe who came into the Beis Medrash. It's going to throw you off, and then you're going to have to start all over again. It's going to take you another 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes to get back to the whole complicated cheshbon that you're trying to make. Then, so one opinion of the Gemara is you only have an obligation to stand up for the Rebbe if you're not in the middle of learning. You're in the middle of learning, then it's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavod HaTorah. The shaila is that we don't paskin like that. We paskin, you're obligated to stand up even in the middle of learning. So the Pnei Yeshua there in Kiddushin, and the end, the second half of the first parak, when they talk about standing up for Talmid Chachamim, Pnei Yeshua asks that kasha. So he gives the following answer. He quotes a medrash that says that as a reward for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah, standing up for the Rebbe, as a reward to that, as a schar for that mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Talmidim a divine assistance, as the Ayatul Shema, that there'll be matzliach more in learning. So the whole issue was, there's a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kavod HaTorah, so if you're going to show Kavod to the Rebbe, he's going to take away from the Talmud Torah. So the answer is no. If you show Kavod to the Rebbe, that'll be a zgula for hatzlach and learning, so you'll learn better. Maybe you'll be missing 10 minutes from the learning, but you'll have a bracha, that you'll have more hatzlach in the time that you will be learning. So that's why we say over there, you should stand up even in the middle of learning, because at the end of the day, there's going to be more Talmud Torah. Then Yigmar gives another answer. Anochi, Vayeshev Bahor, doesn't mean I was sitting on top. Vayeshev means Vayeshev B'Kodesh Yomim Rav. Vayeshev means Loshon V'Histakev. That's the time that the Rosh has against the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchas Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The Rambam says, the Rambam sounds like he says, every Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say Kiddush in a sitting position, because then Kiddush ala b'makom suda, and you're going to eat the suda in a sitting position, so you should really say Kiddush in a sitting position. We stand for Bechul. Bechul is like Hagodah Seder, so you have to stand. But for the Bar Pragov and all the yeshivas, they do like that. You sit for the Kiddush. Except them, Sukkahs, the Rambam says, because after the Kiddush, you're going to say Leishet Basuka, and Leishet Basuka should be Oivalasi Asam. So Leishet means to sit in the Sukkah. So if you're already sitting, you didn't say the Brach Leishet Basuka, Oivalasi Asam. You have to recite the Brach Leishet Basuka before you sit down. So the Rosh makes fun of the Rambam. He says, Leishet means to sit. When you walk into the Sukkah, even before you sit, that you become the mitzvah of Basuka's Teshu. The word Basuka's Teshu doesn't mean to sit in the Sukkah, it means Lehisakev, to spend time in the Sukkah. If you're strolling back and forth in the sukkah and carrying on a conversation or talking and learning, it's also a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva means l'hisakev. But that was another answer the Gemara said over here. Anochi amarati b'hor Moshe Rabbeinu was standing out of Kavod HaShechina or out of Kavod HaTorah. Ba'eshe b'hor means nishakafti b'hor. I stayed on top of Har Sinai, b'hor yom v'hor yom loyla. Then the Mishnah has Kiro Echad Kiro Uhu Shnayim Yotzim. Whether you have one Balkari or two Balikriya reading, it's acceptable. One may have two Bala Kriya. One read the first five prokim and the other one read the last four prokim. They divided it in half. That's a discussion. Some Rishonim hold that you're not yet. Some Rishonim hold you have to, the whole Mikra Megillah has to be by one person. We don't really hold like that. The Chatchili should have it like that, but we don't really hold like that. In some yeshivas or some day schools, they feel they have to encourage the Talmidim after they graduate that they should still continue to keep into learning and keep up to mitzvahs. So they divide the Mikra Megillah into nine people, and each child reads a different chapter of the Megillah, so they have to be on their toes. So that's, even though the Chatchili should have one Balkari learning everything, but if in that particular day school, in that particular yeshiva, they think that this will do, is a good idea to get them to hold their connection with the yeshiva, so Mustama, that's enough to be Mekal on that. Some say that just like Mikra Megillah, there's an opinion you have to have one Balkari from the beginning to the end, so too Parshas HaShavua. Not right to divide it up into different people. Each person got to learn a different aliyah. So we don't really hold like that by the Mikra Megillah. We don't hold like that by the Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah. I remember once Dr. Lehman used to travel all over the world in order to raise money for the yeshiva. So he was once in Switzerland, and he was selling them a bill of goods that in yeshiva we have students that become doctors, lawyers, rabbis, engineers, everything. So they told Dr. Lam that twice a year they have the Jewish Students Union weekend. Jewish Students Union means all the Jewish boys and girls between the age of 20 and 50 who are single should get together twice a year, Shabbatonim, to meet each other. They should marry Jewish. Instead of intermarrying with the Rachman, they should marry Jewish. So they said, if you have rabbis who are doctors, engineers, lawyers, and everything, and they know how to learn, send one of the rabbis. They gave him a lot of money for the yeshiva, so they said, send one of the rabbis. So it turned out that I had to go. I had already had mechutonim in Switzerland. My oldest daughter was married to a boy from Switzerland. So they all the rabbis decided I should go. So I remember when I came there, so they told me, they had people from Shema HaTzoyer, who are usually not too observant, not as bad as it is in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not. The Kashas was taken care of by Bnei Akiva, people came. And then some people came from Aguda, some singles came from Aguda groups also. But the Kriyas HaTorah was divided on Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah was divided among seven boys who were all from the Shema HaTzoyer, because they wanted them to maintain their contact with learning with Kriyas HaTorah. So there's seven different aliyahs. They gave the aliyahs to people from Shomer HaTzoyer and the Bala Kriya. So there were seven people got aliyahs, and another seven people laying the seven aliyahs. So that's like in some day schools in America. They have many people read the Megillah Esther for chinuch purposes. They want to hold them. They want to hold them still intact. So when the Mishnah says kiroh echad kiroh shnayim, does mean two people read the Megillah, one read the first half, one read the second half. No, it means two people were learning the Megillah simultaneously. So that's what the Gemara has a comment. Tana, we have a Braisa that was composed as a commentary on the Mishnah. You can't have two people learning simultaneously by Kriyas HaTorah because the people won't hear, because Trekol Eila Mishtami. But by Mikra Megillah, since it comes only once a year, twice a year, Leil Purim and Yom Purim in the morning, so there, I did the chalive, since it's once a year, yabi da'atayu, and they will pay attention. That's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbana, we have a brisa about Torah, echad koire, echad mitargem. You only have one person learning. Shouldn't have two people learning simultaneously. And you shouldn't have two people say that. You shouldn't have two people learning simultaneously, because Trei Kalol HaMishtami, you shouldn't have two people say the Targum Onkelos simultaneously either, because Targum Onkelos is going to explain to the public what the dinim are. So if they're going to miss a word here and there, they're going to, the dinim will come out cockeyed. They won't know the dinim. Ubinavi echad kori shnayim targamim. By Navi, if you have two people, you're going to have two people laning, so the tzibu won't hear they're laning. If you're going to have two people saying the targum, then Navi doesn't tell you any dinim. Navi gives musa and tochach. So if you missed a few words in the middle, he still heard enough Musa, so be out with the Musa from the other psukim. In Chumash, it's more important that they should understand, that they should hear every word of the Targum. So you shouldn't have Trei Kol Ela Mishtami, not on the Kriyas HaChumash, not on the Targum of the Chumash. But in the Navi, we want all the people in the Shul to hear the Navi Trei Kol Ela Mishtami, but the Targum in Ishgif Elef, if you have two people. But then the Brice ends off, Bahala, the Megillah, Ela Sor. Even if you have 10 people reading the Megillah simultaneously, we say Trei Kol Ela Mishtami, it was only once a year. So Kevin Shachat Dechaviva, Yavi Datai Vishan. That's what some of the poskim say in Shulchan Aruch. The Shabbos every Friday night is every week like that. So that's not chaviva. On Yom Tov, Asher Bocha Abana Mikola, it's a different digin, and it's only on Shalos Regalim and Rosh Hashanah. So that's Yavi Datayu. So if you have a lot of people eating in the same sukkah and everybody's singing the Kiddush at the same time at the different tables, so the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetim said there's room to be Mekel. That it's either the Chaviva Yavi Datayu. But on a regular Shabbos, if you want to go and have more than one person say Kiddush, they shouldn't say it at the same time. Years ago, it was Yadua, when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, it was Yadua, that they were both alive, the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav were contemporaries. So it was Yadua that they had a machloikis. Is this called Mikra Megillah Ba'asora? See, in the days of the Baisheni, there was a takana. If Purim falls out on a day other than Sheni B'Chamishi, so they were Mekel on the Bnei HaKfarim. The Bnei HaKfarim can read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before Purim, unless Purim falls out on a Monday or Thursday. But if it falls out any other day, so the Bnei HaKfarim were Mekel. If it's too difficult, we allow them to be Yotze Mikra Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa before. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta, they discontinued it because the Bnei Yisrael HaMfuzarim or Arba Kamfuzar, they're all over the world. And if they're going to lay in the Megillah a day or two before Purim, everybody knows a month after Mikra Megillah is Pesach. So they're going to start observing Pesach on the wrong day. They'll start observing Pesach a day or two too early. So they discontinued this practice of Yom HaKnis. The Yom HaKnisa, the Gemara says earlier, we spoke about it a little bit 2 weeks ago, Yom HaKnisa is only a kula if they will. Well, until when they go, they can lay in the Megillah on the Sheni V'Chamishi before Purim. And the Matanas Lav Yainim goes in connection with the Mikra Megillah, but the Suras Purim and the Shalach Manas goes together with the Suras Purim. Shalach Manas means you should have someone else join you in your Suras Purim. You have to give food. If you give a Sefer as a Matana, you give a jacket or a talis, you're not just a shalchmanas. Shalchmanas has vidavke, food that they can eat. So that's, shalchmanas is an aspect of Suras Purim. And Suras Purim has to be on Purim. Simchas Purim. Yom HaKnisa is not Purim. It's a kula from Mikra Megillah, and whatever day you read in the Megillah, that's the day the Anim are expecting to get the Matnas Anim. So the Gemara has a din, if you're laning, if Bisman Abayis, that they still had the practice of laning the Megillah, Bnei HaKfarim were laying the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, Sheni V'Chamishi, before Purim, you can only be Yotze the Megillah if you have Asara. It's a kula for the Tzibur. But if you don't have Asara, you can't be Yotze. What about on Purim itself? Kriyas HaMegillah Bismana, not the Yom HaKnisa. Do you need that it should be Asara, or no? So that's a machlokes Rav and Ravasi, in the beginning of the Masechta of Dalet. So Ravasi was a Talmud of Rav. Rav held Mikra Megillah Bismana, you don't need Asura. And Ravasi, the Talmud of Rav, thought that you do need Asura. So the Gemara has a comment there, even though Rav held this Talmud was wrong, but he respected other people's opinions, so he would be Choshesh, his Talmud's opinion, he always went out of his way to make sure that he heard the Megillah on Purim. They didn't have Yom HaKnisa anymore. Rav lived way after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Ranossi was the Rebbe, he's the one who gave Smicha to Rav. He lived after the Churban Abayis. They all the Amoraim lived after the Churban Abayis. So there was no Yom HaKnisa anymore. So nonetheless, even though Ravasi was a Talmud of Rav, out of respect, because for the other Shita, he would be Machmer always to make sure that he had a minion for Mikra Megillah, even Bismana. So Tosis in Kiddushin and the Mem has a discussion. If Rav went out of his way to be Machmer like Ravasi, it means that we should pass like Ravasi. So Tosis says, no, there's such a Gemara there in Kiddushin also, Machmer is Rav and Ravasi, and Rav went out of his way to be Machmer like Ravasi. Tosis says, but it doesn't mean that we pass like Ravasi. Rav is right. He was a gentleman. For the other opinion that we don't paskin like. But this says in both Gemaras, both in the Gemara by Mikra Megillah Bismana, where they need Asara, that story in Kedushin, a man was Makadosh, the father was Makadosh's daughter, and the father went away, and the daughter did Nisuan on his own. Whether the husband can eat Truma, whether the wife can eat Truma, she married a kohen. So even though Rav is Choshesh, Rav Asi Shita, well, we don't paskin like Rav Asi, we paskin like Rav. So the Shada was like this. If you're learning the Megillah Ba'asara, on the Yom HaKnesset, you have to have Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. It means that 10 people are being Yotze with the Mikra Megillah of the Baal Koireh. What if you have 10 people, you have a big room in Shul, and each one has his own Megillah, and each one is reading the Megillah at his own pace. You have 10 people reading the Megillah simultaneously, but they have no connection with each other. They're just all in the same room. Is that called Mikra Megillah Ba'asara, or is that called Mikra Megillah Bichir? So that's what I already got, who held which way. This machlok is between the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. On this Shaila, if you have 10 people in a room and each one is reading Mikra Megillah from his own Megillah, they're not all paying attention to one. Is that called Mikra Megillah Basora for the purposes of the Bnei HaKfarim who are learning the Megillah on the Yom HaKnesset has to be Basora? Is that called Mikra Megillah Basora? So that was a machlok. So one of them brought the right, I think the Chazon Ish brought the right from this Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Afilo Asora? It says, two people read the Megillah at the same time. It's already a problem of Trey Kolei Lamishtami. So since Mikra Megillah, I did a Chavivi, it's only once a week, Yavi Datai. So they're going to pay attention. You don't have to worry about Trey Kolei Lamishtami. So what? So the Mishnah talks about Karua Shnaim, two people learn simultaneously. Why did the Brisa mention 10 people? It's noisier. So that's what one of these two Gedolim, I think it was the Chazon Ish, he thought that it says Karua Asara to tell you that it's called Mikra Megillah Basara. Even though they're not all listening to the same Mikra, each one, all 10 are in the same Beis Medrash, in the same shul, but each one is reading from his own Megillah. They have no shaykhs with each other. You have 10 people in the room, that's called Mikra Megillah Masar. I remember, after many years of hearing about this Machlokes, so I saw it's written up the Minchas Yitzchok, the Ein Weiss from the Eidah Haredis, used to be the head of the Eidah Haredis years ago. Must have died 30, 40 years ago. Since then, they had many other abbatidinim for the Eidah Haredis. So he quotes this machlokes in one of his, he has 13 volumes of Minchas Yitzchok, and one of the early volumes, he quotes this machlokes between Radova Lasalavechik and the Chazon Ish. Is that what it means in the Gemara? Afil Asar? Because it says Hallel. It says Hallel over Mikra Megillah. Is there a Mailav Halal Basara? Is there any Mailav Halal Basara? It says on Leil HaSeder in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes from the Rosh, Leil HaSeder, if you can have a Seder with three people together, even men and women, three people, let's say you have two men and one woman, or two women and one man. So more correct would be, you should say, Hoda Lashem Kitab Kil Yalam Chazdoi, like we do it in shul, ba'mirah. The chazan should say hoidu, and the tziba should say hoidu. Then he says yom anor Yisrael, yom anor bnei Aaron, and so on. And the people should enter hoidu l'Hashem kitev k'dayam chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Rosh. You should try to arrange that you should have at least three people eating together, saying halal together, so you'll be able to recite the hoidu l'Hashem ba'mirah v'aniyah. I remember when we learned that din in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his father that it's a difficult din. Why should it depend on three people? Why shouldn't you need 10 people? If you have Amir of Anir, then you make it into a Dovash Bikdusha. That's one of the things that identify the Dovash Bikdusha. The Chazan says, Kadashishim Chaboylam, because Alzeli Amar. Then the Chazan says again, Lumasim Aruch Yameru. You have Amir of Anir. Whenever you have Amir Anir, usually it's a Dovish Kedusha that you need. So, what are you going to say over here? Afilo Asora, Afilo Asora by Hallel? What are you gaining Asora by Hallel? I mean, it's like Dovish Kedusha to have Amir Anir. That's what it means. It's questionable. Questionable what? It's a suggested pshat by Megillah. Afilo Asara by Megillah. It's called Mikra Megillah by Asara, Nafkimina for the Bnei HaKfarim, who lay on the Yom HaKnesa. But what are you going to say? What's the significance? What's the relevance of Halal Basara? The Pasha Pshat just means it's noisier. There are 10 people screaming out Halal, and I don't know how to say Halal. I'm just going to be out of it. Shemei Kleine. The Gemara says Shemei Kleine applies to Halal. Shemei Kleine applies. So even though 10 people are screaming out Halal at the same time, since I did a Chavivi, Abidat Tayu, so I can pay attention to one, and there's no, I don't have to worry about the Trekoli La Mishtami. So that's the Gemara's comment on the Mishnah. Kara, Echot, Kara, Ushnaim doesn't mean one read the first half and then Gila, the other Bakar read the second half. No, the Mishnah is not talking about that. That's a machlekes in Achrainim. Mishnah Bura quotes it. That's machlekes. Some Achrainim hold you're not Yotze. If you heard half the Megillah from one person, half the Megillah from another person, you're not Yotze. We really don't paskin like that, but l'hatchili should be choshesh. The Gemara explains to Rosh Nai means two people laying the Megillah at the same time. But you don't worry about Trei Koli La Mishnami. Then the Mishnah says, in connection with Mikra Megillah, you cite brachas. So the Mishnah says, Mokim Shanagol Levarach Yivarach, it depends on what the minig ha-mokim is. Mitzvah Skulam. It's a general din by all mitzvahs, whether mitzvah derais and mitzvah rabbanon. You have to recite the bracha in advance. So why does it all of a sudden depend on minig hamokim? Mar says no. The Mishnah goes on the bracha shel achreha, like an aliyah. You have a bracha before she bracha bon and bracha after she nasan lo. You have halel. You have a bracha before broach, bracha after pesukah and zimra. The Gemara refers to the pesukah and zimra also as halel. So you have Baruch Shemah before and you have Ishtabach after. So here, by Mikra Megillah, you have three brachas before, a Mikra Megillah, Shachyanu, and Shoas on Nisan. And then you have the bracha, Harabas Rivenu, Adonis Deinu, Anokam, Nisim Hasen. You have the bracha after. So the bracha after depends on the Minig HaMokam. What a minute depends on the Minig HaMokam? It wasn't instituted by the Anshei Knesset Sagdoila. The Gemara says, In the Megillah, before the Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was a body that consisted of 120 Rabbanim, Behem Kamenazim, and they composed all the Tfilas and all the Brachas. So was this composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Pashto says that it was. So how come it's only a Rishu? So the answer is, they composed the Bracha, Rav Tasri from Dan Zadinim, they composed it as a Rishu, so whoever wants to. It could well be that Baruch Shamar and Pesukei Dezimra and Yishtabach is also, because the Gemara in the end of Shabbos has different Tanaim and Amaraim say they hope they'll always be able to do a certain Midas Chasidus. So one of them says, Yehei Chelki and Gomri HaHalal B'chol Yom. I hope I'll be able to say Halal every single day. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to say Halal every day. I'm a Halal B'chol Yom. I raise it K'mecharef and Megadev. You say Halal every day, it sounds as if you're complaining against the Ribbono Shel Olam, why you haven't done any Nisim for us lately. You only did Nisim centuries ago. You haven't done any Nisim in recent years. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to say Halal B'chol Yom. So what does the Tana say? Hey Chelkim, Gomei Halal B'chol Yom. So the Gemara says, no, he's talking about Halal of Pesukah D'Zimra. The Halal of Nisim, that's B'tzei Sa'am Mitzrayim, that's called Halal Mitzri. And Halal of Teva, Halal of Teva, is Pesukah D'Zimra. So he says he hopes he'll be able to say Halal every day. So Taisa says, you see from the Gemara that in the days of the Tanaim, a lot of people didn't say Halal every day. But you had Brachas, Baruch Shama, and Yishtabach. It was probably composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Baruch Shama, Yishtabach, probably the whole institution of Pesukah D'Zimra with the Baruch Shama, Yishtabach, was probably instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah as an optional thing. If you want to enhance your davening, we have a din, the other Messiah, Aram Shvach, Hashal HaKadosh Baruch, and Achakach Yispal. First you have to say Shevach, and then you have Baklosh. So strictly speaking, you might say by saying the Gimel Rishonis. The first three brachas in the Shemana Esri, till the end of Hakel HaKadosh, then you say, Atachayna, Chanenim Yitcha, De'abina, Haska. That's Baklosh HaSarachim. So the middle 13 brachas are all Baklosh's. So first you have to have Shevach, Yisad Aram Shvach, and then you have Haidoya at the end. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he did in the past. We enhance the Yisad Aram Shvach HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having smichas gula letvila. We say the brichas kriya shema, and then we're not mapsik. You have the shmanes right after. Then we further enhance the concept of yisarar mishrocha shal kadosh baruch hu hakach hispalo by having psukah zimra before the brichas kriya shema. So it could well be that in the days of the Tanoim that was optional. Anshe Knesset Gdola composed the Baruch Shalom Yishtapach, and they introduced the whole idea, Psukah Rezimra, as an optional thing. If you'd like to, so this Tana said, Yechoki, I hope I'll always wake up on time. I hope I'll always be able to come to shul and have enough time to recite the Psukah Rezimra. Yeah, but the Pashto says that all of these brachas were instituted by the Anshe Knesset Gdola. There were some brachas that were instituted after the days of the Anshe Knesset Gdola and the days of the Gaonim, like Hanoisen Layoyev Koyach. Doesn't appear in the Gemara, and they assume it was composed in the days of the Goyim. In other brachas also, when a person gets married, then he does, after the Bir Rishayna, he finds that the girl has Dam Sulam. So the Goyim composed, the Rosh in the beginning of Subas quotes, they composed the whole Nusach HaBrachas. So the Rishayim say, we don't recite those brachas. Any brachas that were composed after the days of the Anshe Knesset Gdola, and Moshe said, "Nekami yela chosav this happened b'shvachu shal mokem." Any shevach that wasn't composed by the Anshe Knesset Gdola, you shouldn't say. The Gemara says you have to have. The Gemara says, "Bahem kama neviim." Anshe Knesset Gdola had amongst their group several who are neviim. You have to have a koach hanavuah to know how to compose a tefillah, to know how to compose a bracha. And they say the wrong thing. The Gemara says you're going to praise the king. The king is so wealthy; he has $100 in his bank account. That's a busha. Has $100. The farmer has no hasaga of wealth. So he said, the king is so rich, he has $100 in back there. So we may praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying something that's so stupid, it's a bizoyan. So we really shouldn't say any bracha. Not right to say any brachas. So any bracha that was composed after the Anshe Knesset Gdola, we don't say. So the Pashto, this is Baruch Sham, but with Yishtabach, they were all composed by the Anshe
Knesset.
So the bracha Yehalalucha at the end, also, the Mishnah says it depends on Minig HaMokan, except for Pesach night. Pesach night, it says, after you finish the Hallel, then you say, Birchas Hashir. So the Gemara says, what's Birchas Hashir? That's Yishtabach. Even though all year long Yishtabach depends on the Minig HaMokan, but Leil HaSeder, it doesn't depend on Minig HaMokan. But on a regular day, when you say Hallel, so Yehalalucha depends on Minig HaMokan, and the bracha raftas ribam aravas yirveinam adonis benen, it depends on the minig amokam. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramos says, he quotes a Yerushalmi, you only say the bracha aravas yirveinam adonis benen if you lain bo asara. If you don't have a minion, you're laning without a minion, less than 10 people, then you don't say the bracha after, you only say the three brachas before. The Vilna Gaon thinks that it's a mistake. It's a misreading of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about the bracha at the end of learning. When you finish an aliyah, the tzibur, then you say, Asher Nasalana Teres Emes. When you go to sleep at night, after learning a whole day, you say, don't say Asher Nasalana Teres Emes. There's no bracha shalach reha. That's what Yerushalmi. But it doesn't mean when you read the Megillah, B'yachid, you don't say, no, read the Megillah, B'yachid, you also say, Arabis Reveinim Adonis Dineinim. So the later, I think the Hayyadim says, and the later Poskim say, even though the Vilna Gaon says that the whole Ramah is a mistake, it's a misunderstanding of the Yerushalmi, misreading, that even when you read the Megillah B'yechidus without a minion, still should say, Raftas HaRavis Reveinu Adonis Deinenu, but since the reciting of the Bracha Shalach Reha depends on the Minig HaMokam, for many centuries that was the Minig. They thought that was the din. So clearly that was the minig. They didn't say Arabis Rivena when they learned without a minig. So since it depends on minig amok and minig develop, you only say Bitsibur. It's only right to say Bitsibur. And this week's Sedra, this Nusach HaBracha, Arabis Rivena Adonis Benenu, is based on the phrase in this week's Sedra, Lech Lecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Brisbane Absorim with Avraham Avinu. So he says, Yodorate, the Kigiri is Aracha Beres Lelahem, Avonavin, Osam Abramayash, Jonah, the Gamas Agoy, and then Racha Rechen Yetzu, the Chush Godel, the Gamas Agoy, Ashay Abodu, Don Anoichi. What do you mean, Don Anoichi? So Rab Soloveitchik said he was once by the Zayde Rab Chaim, said in the early years, the first 14 years of his life, or so, 13, 14 years, He hardly saw the Zayde Rab Chaim. He was by the other grandfather all the time, Rabbi Pruzhina, Rabbi Feinstein. So on one occasion, he went to visit in Brisk by his Zayde Rab Chaim, and it was, I think he said, it was Chanukah time. So Rab Chaim held a drasha. He was talking about the Nusach in Al-Anisim, Raftas, Rivam, Tantas, Dinam, and Akam, Tistik, Masim, the same three phrases that appear here in the Nusach HaBroche, after Mirka Megillah, HaRabbi Subbeinu, Adonis, the name of Anoik, and the Snik Masenu. What are the three phrases? So we have a Shofet and a Shoter. That's the Pasuk, Shofet and Meshotim, Tidmachot. The Shofet is the Dayan who passes the case, and the Shoter is the one who meets out the punishment or makes the person pay if the Din Torah said he has to pay. So the Shoter will force him to pay. So we say, Dantas Dinam, the Kamtas Snik Masim, Dantas Dinam, the Banish Alalam is the judge. Who are dying, the Kamtas Snik Masim means that he is the Shoter. He's going to mete out the punishment whenever a Yochid or a group of people need a punishment. What's Raftas Rivam? What is Raftas? So the Pasuk says, Gamas Algay Sheabodi Don Anochi. How come it doesn't say Odun? Odun would mean I will judge them. Don Anochi means I will tain ois the case. If there'll be a Din Torah between Bnei Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam, so instead of Bnei Yisrael presenting their case to be done, to argue, Tainas Baldin is called Lodun, the Rabbanu Shalom will tain on our behalf. Why is that so? So Rab Soloveitchik said, oh, from the Urim. I think the first two were from Rab Chaim, I think, and the last one was his own. So he suggested, one pshat was, I think the Kuzari has this. There's so much anti-Semitism in the world. Why do the Umas Olam, why do they hate the Jews? So they have a guilty conscience. Subconsciously, they realize that they should have accepted the Torah. When the Rabbanu Shalom offered it to them, they should have accepted it. And they're jealous of the fact that the Jewish people have accepted it. And to a certain extent, we have succeeded, not 100%, but more or less, the Jews, in every generation, there were, unfortunately, a lot of Chilonim now, but in every generation, there was a good nucleus of religious Jews who observed the Din. So the Umas Ha'olam are rebelling against the Rabbanu Shalom. They pour out their anger against the Jewish people. There's anti-Semitism because we represent the Rabban Shalom. So because they're attacking the Jewish people, is really an indirect way of fighting with the Rabban Shalom. They're angry at him. So that's why the Rabban Shalom is really the Baldin. So that's why he says, Gamas I will present the argument. I will be the Baldin to Taina against them because they're really rebelling against me. All the anti-Semitism is there, pouring out their anger against the Rabban Shalom. They pour it out on the Jewish people because we represent the Rabban Shalom in this world. Then he said, Rab Chaim, I think he said, gave another suggestion. The Gemara has a pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Pichalo Ilan. If you have a person who's standing online, doesn't know how to talk, and he doesn't know how to explain what he wants, so someone should help them. Open your mouth and explain to the storekeeper, to the doctor, what it is, what the person needs. So the Gemara takes that pasuk, Psach Pichal Eilem, for a Din Torah. If, let's say, the father owed money and the father died, and then you're going to collect from the Yoshim, you're going to collect from the Lukuchas. Father sold karka to the Lukuchas, someone sold karka to the Lukuchas, and the Malva comes to collect from the Lukuchas. The Lukuchas are not a bardas, they're not a bartainer, they don't know what to say about the halvoa. Maybe there never was a halvoa, that you come and collect from the Lukuchas. The Yisrael Miktanim don't know what to say, and the Lukuchas don't know what to say. So there's a din of Taninim. The Bezin should advance a Taina on behalf of the Baldin, who's Allah Bar Taina. So Bnei Yisrael don't even know how much damage the Umas Ha'olam did to us. It'll take years and years till we're going to figure out. Let's say the Nazis killed so many people, they destroyed so much Torah. We'll never know how much Torah was lost, and how great the Churban was. We still don't know the Churban from Shemini Atzeres. We're still counting up the dead bodies, and so we still don't know how bad it was. So the Bnei Yisrael are really, in the Dintar between Bnei Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam, Bnei Yisrael are la bar taina. We don't even know what to taina. So that's what the Rabban Shalom says, Gamas Agoye She'abod, the Don Anoche. I will argue out the case on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, because they are la bnei taina. Then I think the Rav Soloveitchik added on the third suggestion. If I'm not saying, I think that was his suggestion. He said, there's a medrash that when Esau came to the Yamsuf, and tonight Histak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom made it tonight with the Yamsuf, when Esau came, it says, Vayashav Hayom le'Eson ho, the medrash says, the Rambam in the Shemayna Prokin quotes this medrash. The word Eson is the same letters as tonight. Vayashav Hayom le'Eson tonight Histak Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Yamsuf, and Sheish is made bereshis, that when Esau come, he should split and let the Esau go. Over, and he should drown the Mitzrayim. So the Yam had a time, halalo abde avidizar, halalo abde avidizar. Why should I let them drown, and the other ones I should let them survive? They were all worshipping avidizar. So the Rebbeinu Shlom answers the Yam. When the Yam had a time, you don't understand. The Mitzrayim were worshipping avidizar, the Mezid. No one was compelling them, but they were worshipping avidizar ba'inis. They were under Mipachad Nisa. They should have done Yehoreg Valyavar, and I would say Yehoreg Valyavar, but you can't compare. One does the Aver of the Mezah, one does Bishagi. So that the Rebbeinu Shalom can read people's hearts to know to what extent they're doing the Aver. So this was the suggestion that Rav Chaim gave in the drush. He said, Gamas Agoye Shei Avodu Donarech, and doesn't say Odun, does not say I will judge them. That's the next two things. He say, Dantas Dinam Nakam Testing. And he was the shoter to mete out the punishment. But the first thing, raftas rivam, that means al taina is the case for them. So that's what the Medrash has a comment that there are two psukim in Tanakh that speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging the world. So one pasuk says, in Hashem. Nitzav Lariv Hashem, I think it says. Nitzav Hashem is standing in the Din Torah. Nitzav Lariv Hashem, the other pasuk says, Kishon Eishiv Lishpot Es Kol Hagoyim. One pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in the Din Torah, one pasuk says that he's sitting. The Bereshis Rabba has this steer in the psukim. So the Gemara says, it depends whom he's judging. What does it mean? So the standard Meforshim and the Medrash say like this. The Gemara has, can you do Hataris and Dorim? You need a Bezin for Hataris. Does the Bezin have to sit, or can you do Hataris and Dorim standing? So the Gemara says, it depends. If he could be Mata, Ned, there, Becharote, that's 1, 2, 3. You don't have to think someone. God just says, I have charata that I ever took the net. So that you can do b'amida. But if the din is, you're not supposed to be matar and neder with charata, you have to have a pesach. So pesach means, if I would have realized what trouble I'm going to get into, I would have never taken the neder in the first place. And you're declaring the business to declare the neder as a neder toys. So that's a matter of tzorachiyon. So that you have to have yeshiva. If the din is in need of Hataris and Dorim, like they Pesach, ain't Pesach and Charot, you're not supposed to be Matanet so easily with Charot, then you have to have Yeshiva. So the standard Meforshim on this, Bereshit's Rabbah, say, when does the Baruch Shalom stand? When he's judging, when Esau, the judge is 1, 2, 3. He's not going to sit and figure out all the Averis that we did to punish us on everything. But the Yom HaSoilam, he's Yoshev, he's going to sit and judge them on everything that they did. So Rav Chaim thought differently. Rav Chaim, because the Loshon HaMedrash doesn't sound like that. So he interpreted differently. When it's a din tor between the Jewish people and the Umas HaOlam, so the Ribbono Shel Olam first acts as, Gamas HaGeir She'Avoy D'Don Anoche, I will present the Tainus against the Umas HaOlam. So the Baal Din, when he presents the Tainus, has to stand. So the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be Nitzav L'Ariv Hashem. Rebbeinu Shalom is going to stand when he presents the Dayan. But then the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be the Dayan, and the Dayanim have to be Yeshiva. So on the same Din Torah, not on two different Din Torah. When he's judging whether he's going to punish the Umas HaOlam, he's going to sit. He's judging whether he punished the Bnei Yisrael, he's going to stand. So Rav Soloveitchik said B'Shem Rav Chaim a different shot. He's punishing Umas HaOlam for the avlos that they did against the Jewish people. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom presents the Tainus against them, so the Baladinim have to stand when they present the Dayanit, Baladinim Ba'amida. And when he judges them, he has to judge them in a sitting position. So that the text of the bracha that you recite at the end of Mikra Megillah, is parallel to the Tefillah Shonos and Al Hanisim by Chanukah, Rav Tasrivam Danta Dinam the Kampis of Pasam, and is based on this pasuk. Amos Agai Sheyavo the Donan Echi. Doesn't say Odun, means Hakadosh Baruch Hu present the Tainus. And based on that medrash, the Rebbe Shalom should judge Bnei Yisrael, have rachmanis on all of us. It has to be matzel the Jews all over the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll leave that next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.